Over 76,000 Alaska students took statewide math and English tests this spring. The state shared the results last week, and as KTOO's Zoe Gruskin reports, there's plenty of room for improvement.
Alaska students in grades 3 through 9 took the tests this spring. Just 2 out of 5 earned at least a proficient score in English language arts. That number is even lower for math. Exactly what proficient means varies by grade level, but for example, to earn that score on the math test, a student in 5th grade has to be able to multiply and divide multi-digit numbers, among other things. For the English test, a 5th grader needs a good grasp on figurative language. This is the third year the state has used this test, called the Performance Evaluation for Alaska Schools, or PEAKS. Assessments Administrator Isaac Paulson says the scores aren't much of a change.
We're down slightly from where we were last year,
but up slightly from the year before that. Paulson says there's not enough data to talk about long-term trends. The state has already published every school district's scores online. School districts can use the results to evaluate programs and inform funding decisions. Students will receive their individual scores, but the state is looking at the big picture. The scores help the state determine which schools need the most support. Aaron Hardin, Special Assistant to the Education Commissioner, says a major goal of the state is closing achievement gaps between different groups of students.
When you look at, say, our economically disadvantaged students, our English learners, our students with disabilities, their results compared to all students, there are large gaps in achievement.
The state is now in the process of determining which Alaska schools need the most support. In Juneau, I'm Zoe Gruskin.